Proclamation number 6231 of 7th of April, 1955. God reveals himself again and again as love. I turn to all my living creations with love because they are spirits which originated from me, albeit in different degrees of development. But my special love applies to people, for every soul is a created original spirit which I finally want to win back for myself after an infinitely long time of distance from me. Consider this, you humans, that you are close to your perfection, and then you will also be able to believe that I will leave no stone unturned to win you over completely, and you will no longer ask yourselves whether every person experiences my grace. Whether I approach every single one in order to show him the right path to me. Even if my gracious influence appears more obviously in one or the other, my love does not leave out any person, and I woo every soul from the beginning of its embodiment until death. But whether I will be heeded depends on the will of the human being himself. No one will be able to say that he has not already been in adversity and was led out of it again. No one will need to do without loving guidance from me. Only whether he sees it as guidance from me is questionable if he does not believe in me and my love. But I am not far from anyone. I pursue him with my love even if he rejects me. I do not leave him out, always only seeking to determine him, to turn in thought to the one who created him. Yet many a person cannot be moved by the whole of earthly life with all the strokes of fate that approach him and the ever-recurring help to mentally unite with me. But then it is always his will or unwillingness, but never a lack of help or expression on my part. I only want to induce him to speak to me in thought, to turn to me asking or requesting, because then he will prove to me that he acknowledges me. For even the acquired knowledge of a God of love and omnipotence is often not enough to establish an inner connection with this God. So then the knowledge of a God is without success for the soul. But an intimate thought of me is much more valuable. And every human being can let this intimate thought of a God and Creator arise in him, even if he lacks further knowledge. And he will cultivate this heartfelt thought as soon as he is of a loving mind, for love urges him to think of eternal lover. And this alone I want to achieve. And therefore I approach people in many ways, through adversity and suffering, through fateful experiences, I reveal myself through creation. Everything is suitable to let people seek contact and thought with their Creator and Father of Eternity. And once this connection has been established, the human being will also progress in his development. For then I will have grasped him and I will not rest until he has completely become mine. Even though free will is always decisive, which nevertheless once professes me because my love affects him until I have won him over for myself. Amen.